Regarding low stress animal handling, we discussed in the past that the armor hand gloves are another tool that we have in our toolbox to use. I do remember you mentioning with one particular fearful cat, you used the gloves for an exam and the cat was less stressed as well as the owner. Do you feel that this is inherently because cats benefit from the less is more approach, including less animal handlers when we're working with them in practice?
I agree with you. Yes, it's so for cats, you have to remember, as we say, the cat is both the predator and the prey. So cats eat
Sure.
things and are it's easy for them to aggress or whatever if they need to on things that are smaller than them. But anything bigger than them, it's like,
Right.
oh, they're gonna hurt me. So they want to go and be more shut down and hide until the point where the cat says, you know what, I've got nothing to lose right here. And then that's what
Exactly.
so
Right.
oftentimes the tradition, I like to say traditional handling techniques because I don't want to be judgmental.
Sure.
And so traditionally, many of us were taught to, scruff them by the back of the neck, stretch them out, and do all these things to just immobilize the cat, which
Right.
had the cat feeling trapped, where they then it was under force. And then the cat learns, I hate this. So when they come in, they're ready to swat, hiss, or fight on you.
Yep.
Now, there can be other factors too that have the cat agitated. So with the less is more, meaning fewer hands holding them down, the cat is actually more relaxed. Now, there are some cats that may quickly just turn to bite because
Right.
cats increase or escalate faster in their anxiety that can then lead to aggression. They escalate faster than dogs, at least twice as fast. And of
Sure.
course, the cats have the bacteria in their mouth that creates a horrible infection. So I'm a proponent for we need to use safety tools.
Yes,
Yes,
yeah.
a muzzle is not the mark of a bad dog or cat. We
Exactly.
use that when we may be examining, an ulcerated eye, an infected ear. It's painful. And we
Right.
may give some kind of pain meds, but it is not erasing all pain. There is no drug that can erase all the pain of a corneal ulcer. And you and I need to get that fluorescein dye in the eye to
Right.
be able to evaluate the degree of the injury for what medication is needed. And we got to get her face close to them, which is
Exactly, yeah.
threatening. And we
Right.
can't change that. And we can't anesthetize all of them to get a corneal eye exam.
Yeah.
So the use of things like a muzzle filled with food and make it nice is
Sure.
low stress handling. And a safety tool like the Armor hand gloves, it's not about, oh, the gloves are coming out. That's a really bad cat.
Right.
And maybe, no. I may touch on his face where he's got his
He's
gingivitis
sensitive,
and he's
exactly.
sensitive and painful. And it is a normal response. If he cannot get away from me because he's in this room, or it just happened, is very quick.
Sure.
That's pain triggered aggression. Pain triggered aggression, they may flip right to bite within 0.1 to 0.2 seconds, and there will not be a growl, there will not be a hiss,
Right.
boom, right there. And I need to be protected, but I'm going to make these gloves nice, like I did in the
Sure.
video. I'm going to put
Exactly.
baby food on them so when the gloves come out, you think, awesome,
Right, and make it a positive association. I agree. Yeah.
And I
Yeah.
also, second thing with the gloves is if the gloves always have a positive association, and when the gloves come out, the
Sure.
cat's not nervous. Secondly, think about this. Our hands touching the cat's body, many cats have learned now it's getting bad. So that's what they're reacting against is the touch of our hand, but we need to touch them. And I think for some of these cats, like with armor hand gloves, they're not feeling our hand.
Right,
It's the
exactly.
gloves.
That's an excellent point.
So they do not have what we say a conditioned response, meaning they
Sure.
don't have a memory of these gloves being horrible. If the gloves are not a license to keep hanging onto the cat while he's trying to
Right.
bite, no. It is just for in this moment, if he might bite or scratch, we're protected. And then lastly, and in the case that I was talking about, the owner, like this was a cat who just at home for
Right.
walking might hiss and be upset. So the owner was just herself, just very anxious, like, oh my God, I don't want my cat to
Sure.
bite anybody. So when she saw me put the gloves on, her was like, oh good. If he gets upset,
Right.
no one will get hurt. Now with her relaxing, I think it really helped the cat to
I
relax.
agree, absolutely. Right,
And that's important too. So sometimes it's just a matter of, hey, this is just going to have everybody feeling better.
exactly. And then the pet benefits from that. When everybody's more relaxed, I feel like it makes a big difference, for them as well. Yeah, that's an excellent point. Thank you.